Life Audio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Incredible moment, police found Cleo Smith alive after the four-year-old was missing for 2 weeks. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A missing child in Australia has been found safe and sound after vanishing for more than 2 weeks, and the Cleo Smith story is like something out of a movie. True events like the Cleo Smith story rarely have happy endings, but the rescue of this precious girl is nothing short of a miracle. A family camping trip turned into a nightmare when 4-year-old Cleo Smith disappeared from her family's tent sometime in the night. I would never wish for anyone to wake up and feel that feeling that went through me. I couldn't explain it to you, the little girl's mom, Ellie Smith, explained. Authorities launched a full-scale search for the missing child in Australia, tearing the blowhole's campsite apart. Everyone prayed for the 4-year-old's safe return. However, as the days continued ticking by, a happy ending to the Cleo Smith story began seeming less and less likely. Still, the family kept hoping and praying for a miracle, and that's just what they got. Search crews left no stone unturned when scouring the campground in Australia for the missing child. They searched by land, air, and sea, and with absolutely no trace of 4-year-old Cleo Smith, authorities quickly treated the case as an abduction. How could someone come into that tent and take Cleo? How could someone feel that they could do that to someone? Cleo's distraught mother asked through tears during a public appeal on TV. How could someone take a child? 18 days is an extremely long time for a child to go missing, and authorities knew that the odds of a happy reunion between Cleo and her family dwindled with each passing day. Whilst we were all hoping and praying as the days went on, I think the chances of finding her alive were so slim, New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller said. So it's no surprise Police Commissioner Chris Dawson wept tears of joy when a team of officials sent word they'd found the missing child in Australia alive and well. He broke down and cried, which for a veteran in policing, you rarely see that, Police Commissioner Mick Fuller recounted. It speaks volumes in terms of the amount of effort they put into finding her. For weeks, police searched tirelessly, and at last, a tip-off and further research led them to a home in a quiet neighborhood. Authorities broke down the doors and found 4-year-old Cleo Smith alone and safe inside a room filled with toy dolls. Audio from an officer's body camera captured the miraculous moment police found the missing child from Australia. And the wonderful outcome in the Cleo Smith story has everyone rejoicing. When she said, "My name is Cleo," I don't think there was a dry eye in the house, said Western Australia Police Deputy Commissioner Cole Blanche. Thankfully, Cleo Smith was physically okay, and her safe return to her parents is the first step to emotional healing for the whole family. "Our family is whole again," Ellie Smith wrote on social media of her daughter's return. God was certainly with the officers as they fought to bring Cleo home. The police showed incredible dedication as they worked tirelessly to find the missing child. And as if finding Cleo wasn't enough, there was a flood of support from the public. The police department received hundreds of cards, gifts, and letters of thanks, which really helped lift the officers' spirits after working so hard for so many long days and nights. "I haven't seen anything like it before, and I've been involved in a lot of land searches, so it's just mind-blowing," Senior Sergeant Lindsay Collett said. Thank God for the wonderful outcome of the Cleo Smith story. "For this is what the Lord has said, truly I, even I, will go searching and looking for my sheep. As the keeper goes looking for his flock when he is among his wandering sheep, so I will go looking for my sheep, and will get them safely out of all the places where they have been sent wandering in the day of clouds and black night." Ezekiel 34, 11 to 12. America's grandmother, actress Betty White, died just before celebrating 100th birthday. written by Mel Johnson, read by Alyssa Forsberg. Actress Betty White died at age 99 on December 31st, 2021, inside her Los Angeles home. But some say the famous funny lady wanted to spend her final moments elsewhere. For more years than many can count, Betty White has been a fixture in Hollywood. The actress and comedian, who was born on January 17, 1922, in Oak Park, Illinois, began her acting career right after high school. But becoming the icon she is today wasn't easy. Movie studios quickly rejected the young actress as too unphotogenic, and without her characteristic tenacity, that could have put an end to Betty White's Hollywood dreams. But rather than give up, she forged ahead to become a trailblazer for women in the industry. "You just keep plugging away," she said. "You don't give up." Betty found success as an actress in television, starring in game shows and hits like The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Mama's Family, and of course, The Golden Girls. And she had plenty more roles and cameos in movies and TV series during a career spanning 80 years. So when actress Betty White died on New Year's Eve, it left her many fans shocked and devastated. "She was so sweet and caring. She was America's grandmother. I saw my grandma in her," lamented one devoted fan upon the news of her passing. "Our parents grew up watching her, and then we grew up watching her shows. I'm just very sad." Actress Betty White died just a few weeks shy of her 100th birthday, which she would have celebrated on January 17, 2022. But on December 31, 2021, Betty passed away peacefully in her sleep. "My understanding is it was natural causes. She died in her sleep in her own bed. It's as simple as that," reported her longtime agent and friend, Jeff Whithaus. Caution over the COVID-19 pandemic kept Betty White at her home in Los Angeles. But according to some reports, actress Betty White would rather have died at the home she shared with her husband, Alan Ludden, in Carmel, California. "She never wanted to leave her home in Carmel, but was forced to for at-home care," a source said. Los Angeles was more accessible. If she had it her way, Betty would have lived and died in that home in Carmel. It's the home she shared with her husband. It's where she felt more comfortable. After two failed marriages, Betty was hesitant to become romantically involved when first meeting the game show host during her appearance on Password in the 1960s. But Betty White's husband, Alan Ludden, remained her true love. Sadly, Alan Ludden died of stomach cancer in 1981. Betty never remarried, saying, "If you had the best, who needs the rest?" In fact, it's rumored Betty White called out her husband's name not long before she died. Upon hearing the news of her death, Vicki Lawrence, Betty's co-star from Mama's Family, reportedly texted Carol Burnett to express her heartbreak over Betty's passing. Vicki said, "Carol wrote back and said, I know. I spoke to Betty's assistant, who was with her when she passed, and she said the very last word out of her mouth was Alan." Even though actress Betty White may have died in a different place than she would have preferred, those close to her doubt she left this world with too many regrets. Betty lived a great life, and she lived a life that she chose. She was happy, her agent said. And while Betty will certainly be missed by many, we are reminded that because of Jesus Christ, death doesn't get the final say.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.